You're listening to SBS News.
At the first hearing to take evidence in Adelaide, counsel assisting the Royal Commission into Aged Care Quality and Safety, Peter Gray, said there is evidence Australia's aged care system is too complex. He said numerous aged care reviews and inquiries over the past three decades had been limited in their scope and not able to address the matter at a national level. Peter Gray revealed the investigation has received responses from about 900 of Australia's 2,000 approved aged care providers and more than 800 submissions from the public. He says this inquiry is important for every Australian.
Over 1.3 million Australians access aged care services. Millions more are indirectly affected through informal care and support arrangements, social networks, and community groups. Many people know someone, family, friends, colleagues, who receive aged care services. The vast majority of people who access aged care services require home-based care and support, and around 20% live in residential aged care. Those entering permanent residential aged care tend to be frail and have an average age of 82 years for men and 84.5 years for women.
Sittings in March will focus on home care, while in May they consider dementia patient care. Amid estimates, about 900,000 Australians will be living with the condition by 2050. Many of those who had approached the Commission about substandard or unsafe care were family members or people who worked in the sector. Barbara Spriggs was the first to give evidence. Her husband Bob was over-medicated and mistreated before his death in Adelaide's infamous Oakden nursing home, where the abuse of dementia patients contributed to the establishment of the Royal Commission. She wants to see CCTV cameras installed in all common areas at aged care centres, as well as the option for cameras in private areas and more monitoring and checks of staff. She says she still doesn't know the full story of her husband's treatment.
After 1 week, we noticed a huge decline in his health. After our family expressed concerns at his deterioration, we left. But within an hour, we were told he had been transferred to the Royal Adelaide Hospital. He'd been over-medicated by given 10 times the dose, 500 milligrams instead of 50 milligrams of his prescribed antipsychotic drug. He was suffering severe bruising on several parts of his body, was dehydrated, and suffering from pneumonia. To this day, I don't know what happened to Bob at Oakden.
Ian Yates is the CEO of CODA, the Council on the Aging. He told the hearing complaints procedures about substandard care are difficult for people to navigate. Mr. Yates says an easier and more transparent complaints process is important, not just for consumers, but also to give providers an early opportunity to improve things.
It's not all providers who widely advertise how you can make a complaint and don't necessarily take the time to go through it carefully. People may be given a pamphlet when they commence or when they're making arrangements for the service. This is a fairly traumatic time. It's about the day-to-day experience of knowing that what you might want to say is welcome. It's about being welcoming of family involvement with the care. Too many times families tell us that they've asked questions and get no answers. That's not at all providers, but it oughtn't be happening at all.
John McCallum is the CEO and Research Director at National Seniors Australia. Their submission raised concerns about long waiting lists for home care and lack of organisation in the home care industry. Mr. McCallum is also calling for better training of personal care workers in the industry, especially in relation to dementia.
There is a dementia unit as part of a personal care worker's training, but it isn't compulsory. It must be compulsory, because if people don't understand dementia, they don't understand why people appear to be behaving badly, and you get consequences in terms of abuse and neglect of older people. On-the-job training is often not of the quality it should be. If you went to different industries, it would be very high quality on-the-job training, so that needs to be developed. And one of the things that's worked well in the British healthcare system is something called a skills escalator, where people can see a pattern of where they can go. It's worked very well for immigrant workers in the UK.
Meanwhile, the federal government has announced additional funding, $660 million, for aged care. That includes an additional $1,800 for every elderly Australian in care by June, with a further $320 million given to aged care facilities in the next few months. Labor says it's too little, too late. Hearings will continue in Adelaide until February the 22nd, before the Commission moves on to other states. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.